We know that the Torah gives an iser to steal, that we know it's one of the Aseres HaDibros, it's Gnivas Adam, it is in Parshas Kedoshim, it says Lo Segnoivu, it's a Lo Segnoivu to steal. Now, our topic is going to be Mazik, Adam HaMazik. We'll get to the Adam HaZikim also. So let's discuss, where does it say in the Torah that you can't be Mazik? Or are you allowed to be Mazik? Well, that we know, if you're a Mazik, you definitely have to pay. But is there an issue to be Mazik? So it's not just stealing that the Torah asks. The Torah says you can't, anything related to Gnevas Mamon, you can't cheat in business. That's, I know, like Soinu Ishas Amisei, it says, there's an issue cheating on measurements, that's, Moisnei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek, you can't even charge ribbis on a loan, which is that sort of like a gzela under the great umbrella of gzela. That's considered an illegitimate charge of money, so you can't charge it. So, question is, what about being mazik? Mazik fits right into this list, but what exactly is the issur to be mazik? So, first of all, let's just see that why am I assuming this as a davar pasha that you can't steal, that you can't be mazik? That's because the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Nezikin Siman Shin Ayin Ches Sefalef Osur Lahazik Momen Chaveira. It's forbidden to be mazik someone else's money. V'mehezikoi, and if you damage his property, Avo Bishayin Oinen Echay L'Shalom, even though you have no benefit from it, you have to pay. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch clearly says it's forbidden to be mazik someone, and it's really coming from the Torah, who says, the Torah says same thing. Okay, so now the truth is that it's not, it started before the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah. The actual statement that it's usur to be mazik a person, it really is found in a Gemara in Bava Basra. There's a Mishnah in Bava Basra talking about in Niske Shchenin, there's a din that you have to keep a ladder far away from a certain distance from a birdhouse so that a weasel shouldn't climb on the ladder and jump into the birdhouse and damage the birds. So the Gemara says, the Gemara discusses that. That it's grom. The Gemara asks the Kasha, it's grom. It's not a mazik b'yadayim. You're not doing. It doesn't qualify as one of the dalet avos nezikin. So why is it aser? So the Gemara says, Omer avtuma bar masna zoyse meres groma b'nezokin aser. Even groma, which doesn't have to pay b'dini yadam, it's still aser to do. So this is where we have explicit statement in the Gemara that says groma b'nezokin aser. And obviously, if groma b'nezokin aser, kol shekein, be mazik, be a dying is definitely osur. So here we have often a Gemara that says you cannot be mazik a person. Now, we'll attempt to figure out what exactly is the isur to be mazik. Where does the Torah say you can't be mazik? Obviously, if someone's not willing to pay, okay, he doesn't want to pay, so he can't be mazik because he's going to owe money and he won't be paying. Let's say someone says, you know, I'm going to pay. I'm willing to pay. I just want to be mazik, that person. So where does the Torah tell you can't do that? Now, you definitely cannot do that, as the Sma says in the beginning of Shinai Ches. Here he says over here, Afim yirta lahazik ulashalim, even if he's willing to pay. Just like by Geneva and Gzela, we have a Gemara in Metzia that says Goinav Amanas L'Shalom is Osir, as Eloisa say, Mazik also. In all to be Mazik Amanas L'Shalom. It's the same Isser. Okay, so now just to get into this, get down to this inyan of where the Torah tells you not to be mazik. So the way the Torah starts off is kashem she'osr lignoy v'ligzel mamun chaveira kach osr lahazik mamun shaloi. Just like it is forbidden to steal or be goizel someone else's money, so too it's forbidden to damage his property. So it would seem that the Torah understands that when the Torah says lo sigzel, it's including it's not just theft, but any way of causing a loss to another person, that's also a form of theft, and that's where the Torah tells you not to be mazik. And the Bach of Hanort, he explains that the Torah seems to the Torah is addressing this issue. The Bach says, "Kolema loy tema the leka yisura ela ligno v'ligzel." Don't say that the Torah only forbids to be goyiv and goyzel k'dechsid b'kro, like it says clearly in the pasuk. Aval hazik mamon shaloi, but to be mazik in by yisur, there's no yisur in misham loy hazik. All the Torah tells you is just to pay, but the Torah never said that it's aser. No, El Yisur Nam Yikav is also a Yisur. That's what he says, and that's what the Torah says. It's Yisur just like stealing. Now, it seems that the Torah goes together with Rabbeinu Yoina. The Torah seems to be putting it under the Klal of Gneiva and Gzela. Rabbeinu Yoina in the Sechus Avos says that clearly. He says, in the beginning of Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Moshe kibbles Torah miSinai, u'masara lo Yeshua, bein Torah shebiksav, bein Torah shebalpeh. Everything was given over to Yeshua. Sha'Torah biperusha nitno. Now he explains that the Torah shebiksav, which we have, the Sefer Torah, was given together with the Pirush, and that's what we call Torah shebalpeh. Shimloikein, and if you're not going to say so, if you're not going to say that there's a Pirush that comes along with Torah Shebiksav, Yefshu Lameida Bei. There's no way to understand anything in it. Shabre Kosov Lo Sigzel, it says in the Pasuk Lo Sigzel, V'chol Nezikin B'chal Oisei HaLav. And all Nezikin are included in that Lav. V'hein Hein HaTorah Shaya Kabbalah Zboishu B'Sinai Afbi Shalei Nichtivu. And this is part of the Torah, which is a Mesorah from Moshe Mitzrayim, even though it wasn't written. So here the Rabbeinu Yonah clearly says that Kol HaNezikin Bechlal Oseh Alav, that Lav L'Sinayvu L'Sigzel, it includes all Nezikin. So if someone, let's say the Mezik, goes over to someone's window and breaks it, or any kind of Hezik, and L'Chayra, even a Grum of a Nezakin, L'Chayra, someone willingly goes and causes someone else a loss, who was just over the love of Lo Signovu, or Lo Sigzel. Now, there are other sources for this. This is not the only Shita. There's an interesting Ramah in Bava Basra, on that Sugya that we just mentioned. Yeah, the Rama says on that sugya, when the Gemara says "Pshutei Meres Grama," but it's Zaken Aser, he says, "The Aser leMigram Midi Dasi Minei Hezek Linchi." You cannot cause something. You cannot do something that causes a hezek to a person. Imishum lefnei Yivel Esidin Mechshel, veImishum veHaftel Reecha Kamoicha. So he says that he's not willing to say that it's in the Nichlal and the Lesignov. Maybe it's because it's Grama and Zaken. It's not mazik diadayim, but what he says is that the Torah tells you, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. So he says, when you're mazik someone, it's not worse than putting a stumbling block in front of him. You're doing more. You're actually causing him a hezek. What could have been caused when he put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, you're actually doing it. So it's obvious that it's aser. And he has another tzad, that the iser is v'haftal reich l'kamoicha, very simple. Something that you don't want to be done to yourself, don't do to someone else. And here, you don't want someone to be mazik you, so you don't be mazik him. So if you're mazik someone, you're being over the mitzvah that say, oh, v'haftal reich l'kamoicha. And now the last thing we'll mention is the stipler in Kilas Yankiv and Siman Aleph on the Sechta Baba Kama. So that Siman is sort of like an introduction to the Masechta. So he discusses this. Where does the Torah tell you not to be mazik? And his idea is that the Torah tells you there's a mitzvah zaseh, and there's a mitzvah leis zaseh of Hashavas Aveda. Hashay teshivin la'achicha, and there's a leis zaseh leisucha liyusali. If you don't, if you're not meishav an aveda and you ignore it, you violate a license. So he says when you're mazing someone's property, it's not worse than hashavas aveda. I mean, if someone's property is on the verge of loss, you're mechuyev to save it. Obviously, you can't be mazik it. So if you're mazik it, you're over the isurim of hashavas aveda. Okay, so just to make a summary, what we have is that the Torah seems to be saying it's an Isser of Lesignaiv or Lesigzel. Rabbi Yehuda clearly says it's Lesigzel. Rama says either Lesignaiv or Lesignaiv or it is an Isser of, it's a Bittel of Aseya Vahavtel Rechel Kamoicha, and the Stipler suggests that it's Bechlal HaShavas HaVeda. And if you're Mazik, you're Oiver and HaShavas HaVeda. Okay, next thing we'll discuss is a Yisoydizdike Chelek of Odom HaMazik. We'll discuss how direct the action has to be. We mentioned the Gemara before that discusses Grama. Mr. will have a shir more about that later on, but when you cause a Hezik to someone, that's not a Mazik, that's not Odom HaMazik. Odom HaMazik, the Makor in the Torah is Make Behema Yishalmena. Which means someone physically hits an animal and kills it, he has to pay for it. So Adam HaMazik has to be something like that. When you do a Maisa, be a daim. If you do an indirect Maisa Shaloi be a daim, that's not Adam HaMazik. Now obviously you don't have to do it literally be a daim, you don't have to hit the animal with your hands. If you take a stick and you hit the animal, that's also Maisa be a daim, because a stick is a extension of you. And more than that, the Gemara says that Koichoi Kegufoi. If you take a rock and you throw a rock and the rock hits an animal and kills it, that's considered a ma'aseh b'yadayim because koicha kagufa. You created a force and that force made an impact and caused a hezek. That's you. Now there are some cases that are not quite so clear if they're gufoi or koichoi, and I want to discuss those cases because they could have ramifications for many, many, many different kind of cases, and I think it's important to analyze it. So there's a Chuvas Harosh. It seems like it was a Maisa Shehoya. Yeah, the case was it was a chasana. There was the chuppah was over, and it seems that the minig of those days was that when the chuppah was over or the chasana was over, the chasan used to leave the chasana riding a horse or riding a mule, and all his friends rode horses together with him, and that's the way they used to escort the chasan. Seems that they got pretty exciting and sometimes got a little out of hand. So the case over here was Chosin Sheyotzim Chupasai, and And v'derech u'shayotzim imam reyov akroyvov, his friends and his relatives go along with him. Chutz l'ir, they go out of the city. V'kachosu u'shayotzim imoy. U'mehem roifem basusim, u'mehem baprodim. Some people were riding horses, some people were riding mules. V'hikdim achasim l'fneim, the chasim rode in front of them. U'vahoyu boyin achrov, and they ride behind him, and that's how they do it. V'rotz echod v'susoy, and there was one person who sped up his horse, and ufoga the perish achasim roichav aleh, and he collided in a collision with the chasim's mule. Abolei hefsel chasim echazu, and that animal was damaged. Gimel meya zehuvim, it was a value of 300 zehuvim that was lost. Okay, so now the chasim later on, he was tevea from this person who sped his horse for the mazik. So, the question is like this: Lamai b'daminale, what is the daima to? Miyachashu shehu hiko besus k'mechitzavu. Since he hit the chasin's animal with his horse, it's like chitzav, it's like his arrows, it's like a koychoy. Or the regla b'daminale, or is it just regla? Regla is when your animal does a hezik, not you, your animal. So you're responsible for your animal, but it's not odem amazik. And he says, in this case, since it was done in Rosh Hashanah, we know the regular is Potter of Rosh Hashanah. Maybe Miachas Hakoychem word of boy Yisharag L'Shalad B'Holich B'Shvila B'Shvila Asokif Kilu Asoyhu B'Asme. Or do we say, since he's riding on the horse and his feet are holding on the saddle, so it's as if he's doing the Maisa, since he's riding the horse. So that's the question. So it's a fundamental question over here, where you didn't actually do the Maisa Hezek Mamish, the horse did it, but you're riding the horse. You caused the horse to do it. So is that considered a Maisa Biyadayim? Is that an Oda Mamazik? Or is that just Momen Mamazik? So his answer was that Mazik begufayu. This is considered mazik begufay. The rider of that horse is a mazik kevon shehu roichav al behema, since he's riding on the animal, the hezik begufay behema, and he did a hezik with the guf of the animal, or be'okav shaleh, with the saddle on it, kemazik begufay domi. Kamoi behema shezik be'okav shaleh. It's no different than an animal was mazik with its saddle on its back. Okay, so the Rosh Paskin in this case, this is called a odem hamazik. Surprisingly so, he didn't actually do the maisa, but it's a Adam Amazik. Now, it's important to note that the Rosh would not have said what he said if he was just standing, if he was sitting on top of the horse and the horse was stationary, he wasn't driving, and then the horse just gives a kick to another horse. That's Pasha, that's Regal, because, or maybe it's a Karen, but it's not a Maisa Odom, because he had nothing to do with that. He was just sitting on the back of the horse. The idea of the Rosh is together with the fact that he was riding the horse, and he made the horse speed up, so he was involved in this Maisa also, that's why we attribute the Maisa to the Odom. That's just an important point, which is the Dover Pasha. Now, the Chazon Ish in Bava Kama, Simen Dalid, Sivkot and Hay, Sivkon Ches, I'm sorry. He's very bothered by this psak of the Rosh. He can't understand, how can we say that an action that's performed by an animal is attributed to the person? True, he's sitting on the back of the animal, but the one who he calls the person on the back, on an animal's back, is like a package on the animal's back. The package has nothing to do with the mice of the animal. The animal did the mice. Now the Chazon Ish, he's not willing to view the person as the Maisa, as the Bala Maisa over here, because the person was involved in the Maisa. He doesn't care. The Maisa, the movement was done by the animal, not by the person. So there's no reason, says the Chazon Ish, that the person should be the Mazik here. And he leaves the issue unresolved. He does not have a good answer for this. Now the Sefer Ulam HaMishpat, it was written by Rabbi Yosef Zundel Hutner, That was one of the rabbeim of the Chofetz Chaim. So he offers an explanation for this Tshuva Zerosh. Now what he explains the case a little bit. What he says is that the horse was just Maisa Eitz Ba'alma, like a piece of wood. I don't understand exactly how he illustrates the case, but where the case was that really the rider was the one who did the Maisa, and the horse was just used. I guess there were certain movements that were performed by the rider, and the horse, the impact happened with the horse's body, but it was actually the rider who did those mice. So the way he's understanding the case, it's taka, basically it's other mamaza, because he did the mice. It's like he holding a bat and he hit something. It's very like holding onto a horse, and he made the horse move. So this Ulama Mishpat
is not maskin to take out from the rush this chiddush gadol that if you're holding on to an animal and the animal is a maisa, it's your maisa, he doesn't want that. He's learning that it's a maisa of the person. In the Pisrei Chayshin, in the Nezikin, in Per Gimel, Halacha Gimel, so he brings down this halacha, and he brings it down because it was actually brought down on the Shulchan Aruch. I'll just read the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch leaves out the case of the chassan and the chassan. He just says simply, "Ba echad roichiv besusa." Someone's riding his horse. Me'acherei chaveiro. He's behind his friend. Upoga besus shechaveiro roichiv boy. And he crashes into the other horse. Vehika has asus chayiv l'shalom. He's got to pay. Okay, so he doesn't explain that much. He just says basically, "You're going to pay." And apparently, he's saying that it's another mamazik like the rosh, because otherwise, regular Rosh Hashanah would be potter. So the Pesach Choshen, when he brings down this halacha, he quotes it the way it says, and he seems to understand it kechsavay, that the case was not that not like the Ulama Mishpat, that the person did the maisa. No, it was the horse that did the maisa. But Imkol Zeh, it's considered the maisa of a person because he's holding on to the horse and he's controlling the horse. And he actually writes in the footnote over there that based on this Tshuva Zerosh and this Shulchan Aruch, we could use this for many cases of car accidents. And he says that when a person is driving a car, even though essentially the actual mice, if the car hits something, it's the motor that caused the impact. A person doesn't have the koyach to move something so heavy. It's really the motor that's propelling the car. But he says since he's riding the car and controlling the car, it's considered other mamazik, just like the Rosh says, by a horse. So he's applying this rush to something negeh, very, very, very much negeh contemporary. Now this case brings us to another case in Maseches Bava Kama, which is even more indirect. The Gemara on Daf Nun Vav and Beis. The Gemara says and brings a member from Rabba Omar Mas Namarav. Hamamid behemas chaveiroi al komas chaveiroi chayv. If someone takes someone else's animal, and he puts that animal on top of the tvua of someone else, as I take Reuven's animal, put it on Shimon's tvua, and the animal eats the tvua, the din is that I'm a chuyif to pay. Now this statement, this created a big discussion in the Rishonim, because they all try to figure out, they try to identify which mazik am I. Which one of the Fadal of Zazikin was I over? So Taisus says over there, he says simply that it's a shame. If you own an animal and the animal goes out and the Rosh Hashanah, the Nizik, and eats, that's called shame, and you got to pay Nezik Shalom. So Taisus says over here, when I take someone else's animal and put it on someone else's tefuah, that's shame. But this is very controversial, and a lot of Rishonim are not happy with this because I don't own that animal, someone else's animal. The connection that I have with the Shara Mazik is that I own it. Since I own it, I have a responsibility over it, so if it does a hezek, I have to pay. But if I don't own it, it's not so simple to connect me with that animal, make me mechuyev to pay for the animal's hezek. So that's why many Rishonim are not maskim to Tosfos. Tosfos brings another option, which Tosfos rejects, but other Rishonim seem to go with this, and he wants to say that it's Eish. Eish, the Mazik of Eish, well, there's a told of the Mazik of Eish, which is, the Gemara says, if you put a stone or a package in a windy place and the wind blows it and it does a hezek, that's a told of Eish. Because Koyach Achar Mor Boy, you have something which a different force had an effect on it and it caused it to do a hezek. So, Tosfos wants to say, Tosfos brings these shittas, that when you put an animal down on the right next to someone's tavua, it's like putting a stone in a windy place. The animal is most likely going to go ahead and eat it, and eat that tavua. So therefore, it's like an eish. The Tosfos is not happy with that, because Tosfos does not mask him to that shita. Now, what's negated to us is the Rashba on that Gemara. What he says is, "Hamavad behemas chaver akomas chaver chayif." Even though the animal is not yours, kemish hamida al akoma. Since you put it on the tefuah, harehu keilu machila biyadayim. It's as if you are feeding the animal via daim. Mishmachi baruch pshita, and therefore the Gemara asks on this pshita. So the Rashba's lashon is that when you put the animal there, it's like you're machil it via daim. It's like you're taking the food, the tvuah, and putting it in the animal's mouth, because it's so certain that the animal's going to eat it. So the words of the Rashba seem to imply that he considered as an adam amazik. Now, this itself is a controversy among the Achrayim, what the Rashba really means. Now, there are those who talk to say the Rashba talk means Adam HaMazik. It's a very, very mechulishtik application of Adam HaMazik, and that's why I want to bring this in, because here you have a case where it's more indirect than the Tshuvas HaRosh, and still it's considered Adam HaMazik, because you're completely involved in a Maisa, even though you didn't actually do the movement. But still, others learn that the Rashba doesn't mean literally Adam HaMazik, he means Eish. But since Isha Mishim Chitzov, so in certain cases of Eish, it's like Chitzov, and Chitzov means it's like considered Koichoi. So that's why the Rashba said it's Kilo Machilo Biyadayim. Now the Chazon Ish, when he deals with that Tshuvas HaRosh that we mentioned before, he suggests explaining the Rosh based on the Rashba. He wants to explain that the Rosh, the reason why the Rosh considers the person, the rider, another Mamazik, is based on this Rashba. It's like Mamid Behemas Chaveroi Al Kamas Chaveroi. Now he's understanding that the Rashba means that it's Isha Mishum Chitzov, not literally other Mamazik, but it's like Eish. And he wants to say that since you sped up the horse and you made it very likely that's going to go and hit the other animal, so it's like you put a stone in Ruach Mitzuya. So it's like Eish. But Lamaisi is not happy with this, because the Rosh, when he explains his Psak, the Rosh says the reason why it's Usher, the reason why it's Chayiv, he's Chayiv to pay, is because since he's sitting on the animal, so it's as if he was Mazik, it's as if the animal is Mamash Gufo. And as Mashma the Rosh, if he wasn't sitting on the animal, if he was standing on the side, and let's say he instigated the animal to go run and speed and crash, the Rosh would not consider, the Rosh would not call this, would not say he's chayef. Now, if it's if it's like the Akamor of Mamad Behemas Chaver Al Kamas Chaver, in this case you'd be chayav also. Apparently the Rosh is learning that it's Mamash Al Mamazik because you're sitting on the animal. So that's why the Chazon Ish is not happy to say that the Rosh means like this Rashba. Now, and he explains, the Chazon Ish explains why Taka is this case of the Rosh not Doime to the case of Mamed Behemas Chaver Al Kamas Chaver, right? So he says because it's not Bari Hezeka. Bari Hezeka means that it's Vadai certain that the Hezek will happen. When you put an animal on Tvua, animal, it's 100% sure the animal will bend its head down and start eating. That's called Bari Hezeka. But in this case, for an animal speeding, whether it's a car speeding also, it's not Bari Hezeka. It's not 100% certain that there will be a crash. You might be lucky and you might change lanes or might, you know, it's not Mukhach that a crash will happen. So it's not Bari Hezeka. Since it's not Bari Hezeka, it's not doing it in the case of Mohammed Behemes Chaver Al Kamas Chaver. Okay, so just to make a summary, what we have over here is we have mentioned, well, Gufoi, we need Mazak B'Yadayim. We mentioned Koichoi, Mazak with a force, you throw a stone. Then we mentioned this case, riding on a horse's back and speeding up the horse and hitting something, which the Rosh says, Yuchayiv. And the question is, why Yuchayiv? The Ulma Mishpat says, because the case was you actually did a Maisa and you just used the horse as like a stick. And others don't understand that way. Chazon Ish doesn't understand that way, and he doesn't really understand why the Rosh says it's Adam HaMazik. And we have the Pesach Choshen, who seems to learn the Rosh Kipshutai, that since the person is on the animal's back and on the animal and involved in the Hezek, it's like Adam HaMazik, and he tells that too, he's riding a car. And we have the case now of Mamed Behemes Chaver Al Kamas Chaver, when he puts someone else's animal on someone else's food and the animal eats, what is that? Chiyiv, the Gemara says Yechayiv. Taisa says just Shem Beregel. And others say it's Eish. The Rashba says that it's Kilo Machilo B'Yadayim, that itself is a suffix. Some say that means Mamash Al D'Mamazik. But others learn that it's just a form of Eish. It's a very direct case of Eish, and it's considered Isha Mishum Chitza. And I'll end off with an interesting suffix of the Pesach Choshen. There's an Hilchos Hazik in Per Gimel in the Ha'ara Ches. So he's based on the Halach of Koichoi, which says that any force that a person creates is considered his Maisa. And he writes over there that ear and sound is also considered a force. If someone blows on something, and someone blows a piece of jewelry off the table and it falls and it becomes it's damaged, that's considered that's koicha, it's like throwing a stone. And he says more, if someone makes a very loud noise and it breaks something, make a hezek with sound, that's also considered koicha, and he has a mafurish, a gemara. The gemara says that chamor shenar sus shetzonaf into a kli. It means an animal made a very loud sound and its head was in a kli, a glass kli, let's say a thin glass kli, and the glass broke because of the sound. The Baal HaBehemah's Chayiv. Now you see that's not just a gromo, it's considered a Maisi V'Yadayim. So you see that even without throwing a physical object, even just waves, sound waves, that's also considered a Maisi V'Yadayim, or a Koicha. So he wants to know an interesting case, what about a shadow? Let's say a person walks by a light sensor, and he puts a shadow over the light sensor, and that causes some electrical activation, and that somehow caused the hezek. But the initial maisa, I didn't push anything, I didn't throw anything, I didn't blow anything, I just let my shadow go over something. Is that considered koicha? Now, he's not sure, he's undecided about this, because on one hand, it's a direct cause of my maisa. My shadow goes along with me. So it's, but on the other hand, it's not something that I apply, it's really just blocking light. So maybe that's not considered a maisa, it could be that's just a groma or a garmi. So he doesn't have an answer, but it's just an interesting shaila application of koicha. Okay.